Welcome to Haki FM podcast.
My name is Cecilia Givega. I am an advocate of the High Court with more than 18 years or thereabout experience. And so I have been in this space for a long time. But on the environment and natural resource sector, I have been working in the sector for 13 years now. So it's a pleasure for me to speak about this topic because it is close to my heart and because this is our life that we are talking about. This is our future. I want to direct us to the statute that describes environment for us. You know, we have this environment and natural resources legal landscape, starting with the Environmental Management and Coordination Act. So EMCA, as we call it in short, says that environment includes the physical factors of the surroundings of human beings, including land, water, atmosphere, climate, sound, odor, taste, the biological factors of animals and plants, and the social factor of aesthetics, and includes both the natural and built environment, which is very wide. It gives us a very wide scope within which to look at the word environment and its governance, because then it also means that we have to take into account not only the human beings, we have plants, we have animals, and then we have everything else in the environment, including aesthetics, our Uhuru Park or our water towers, beautiful places to be and to visit. And then we also have this word natural and built environment. You know, the built environment, as we know, is the buildings, the roads, the infrastructure, everything. And then the natural environment is the where we all live, the land, the soil, the air, everything. And you will find the definition of natural resources in the Constitution under Article 260. And you will find it's also very wide. Now, when we go to governance, governance, as you understand it, is a system of managing a group, a society, an organization. And when you look at environment within that context, you will realize that we have laws from the international to the local level. So it's a whole regime that is governed all the way from the 1940s when we first had the UN, and we also had the first treaties and international instruments like the Universal Declaration on the Rights of People. It goes way back. So there's a regional one, you know, like the AU, and then we have the national one, our laws in Kenya and our constitution, and then we have local, like the county governments, and in this case sometimes we use the word subnational. And we still have community governance structures. For now, let me leave governance at that point, but that is as far as the legal structure is concerned. We also have governance of environment and natural resources being done at the technical level, where we have environmental impact assessments, we have strategic environmental impact assessments, and environmental management plans. They come in different forms depending on the project or the resource that is being managed. And besides that, we also have planning laws under the county government. It's a whole system of interactions with decisions that have to be made and enforcement action taken.
Stay tuned to learn more on our next podcast.